Welcome, everyone, to the Veterans News Hour with David Corey and Richard Hurley, a national news and talk program dedicated to military veterans issues. And now, your hosts, David Corey and Richard Hurley.
Good evening. Welcome to the Veterans News Hour for February the 4th, 2019. This is David Corey along with my co-host Richard Hurley. Thanks for joining us this evening. Hello, Richard.
Hey, David, and good evening, everyone. Tonight we have another fast hour of information and news of interest to veterans. However, before jumping into our show, I also like to remind and acknowledge two of our sponsors, Joyce and Joe Chivaroli, who've been absolutely wonderful with their financial contribution, helping us provide this weekly show for the benefit of veterans and their families across the country. I want to remind everybody, if you're interested in also being a sponsor to the show, you can contact us, and we'd love to talk to you more about that. This show is a call-in show that welcomes your views, comments, and questions, so you can call us anytime. The number is 1-888-627-6008. Again, the toll-free call-in number is 1-888-627-6008. Tonight we're going to have four segments. The first story is the PTSD treatment option for veterans. We've run many, many episodes about PTSD for our veterans, and it's a very important topic. So we feel it's important to continue to run these segments to get the message out to our veterans who are suffering with PTSD or their families who have a veteran who's suffering from PTSD. It is a family disease. Make no bones about it. So hopefully you'll enjoy that, listening to that segment. The second segment is information for veterans and their families about veteran home loans and purchasing a home. Also very vital. Our third segment, we have information on VA programs to help veterans prepare for and find employment after they leave the military. This is also extremely important, especially for veterans who are having difficulty adjusting from military life to civilian life. And in our fourth segment, we have news from Washington, D.C. Again, this is a call-in show that welcomes your views, comments, and questions, so you can call us anytime during the show. Again, that number is 1-888-627-6008. Again, the toll-free call-in number is 1-888-627-6008. And wish to remind veterans, this is your show. It's the Veterans News Hour. It's your opportunity to contact us and raise some issues that you may have. You know, we're providing with veterans on this show with a lot of information and hopefully information that will help you. But please call in if you've got something you want to share with us, you want to share with other veterans. Might be something that you're dealing with over at the VA. It might be something that you're dealing with at home. This is the opportunity you have to kind of talk about it and let us in on it and let us see how we can discuss it, maybe help you, maybe point you into a direction to kind of get you some help. Back to you, David.
Thank you, Richard. In our first segment this evening, we're going to talk about an issue facing many veterans, and that's post-traumatic stress. As Richard mentioned, on other shows in the past 2 years, we have had many guests talking about their own experience and various PTSD treatment programs, with many emphasizing veteran peer support and peer counseling. Tonight, we're going to hear from the VA itself. We have some information from the VA's Veterans Health Administration about treatment options for PTSD. So let's listen. Doug, if you'll roll tape one, please.
So, you've been diagnosed with PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. You might be thinking, does therapy for PTSD really work? Or what about medications? Well, there are treatments that work, and you have choices. We're going to show you PTSD treatments that are evidence-based, which means they've been proven to work in multiple scientific studies. Two of the most effective PTSD treatments are cognitive processing therapy and prolonged exposure. Both are cognitive behavioral therapies, CBT for short. CBT is far from just talking. You'll learn skills to manage your PTSD symptoms. Cognitive processing therapy teaches you how to change negative thoughts about your trauma, which can have a big impact on how you feel. Prolonged exposure helps you confront memories and situations you've been avoiding since your trauma. This gets easier with time, and eventually, you won't need to avoid them. Another effective therapy is EMDR, which involves thinking about images and feelings that distress you while doing rapid eye movements. This can help you change how you react to trauma memories. Therapies like these usually take 3 to 4 months of weekly visits, and improvement can last for years. Medications are another effective option. The best medications for treating PTSD symptoms are antidepressants, specifically SSRIs and SNRIs. Antidepressants work by helping brain cells communicate better, and that can make you feel better. Improvements in your PTSD symptoms will last for as long as you keep taking them. You might have heard about benzodiazepines, or benzos. In the past, doctors prescribed these anti-anxiety medications for PTSD. New research shows anti-anxiety medications may interfere with therapy and do not improve PTSD. These medications can also lead to harmful side effects like confusion, fogginess, and accidents or falls. If you're taking benzodiazepines or other medications with potentially harmful side effects like atypical antipsychotics, talk to your doctor about whether you should safely stop them. There are more effective options for PTSD. It's common to have other problems at the same time you have PTSD, like chronic pain, depression, substance abuse, a history of traumatic brain injury, or insomnia. Often, treatments effective for PTSD can help with these problems too. In other cases, your doctor might suggest an additional treatment. For example, there's a special type of cognitive behavioral therapy called CBTI. The I is for insomnia. CBTI teaches you skills that can improve your sleep, even after just a few therapy appointments. Some antidepressants can help with sleep too, and there is a medication called Prazosin specifically for nightmares. So, where do you start? Talk to your provider about which effective treatment options are right for you. Therapy, medications, or maybe both. And remember, it's always important to talk to your doctor before stopping or switching medications. For more information, visit the National Center for PTSD website at www.ptsd.va.gov. To find a mental health provider, click the Get Help for PTSD button or see success stories at About Face.
We'd like to thank U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs, Veteran Health Administration for that audio clip. Hope our veterans and families and others that are listening find it useful. And as mentioned, you can go to the VA's website for a lot more information, and hopefully that'll be of further help. Richard, what are your impressions of these options? I know you had the chance to visit Camp Hope in Houston last year. What are your impressions of that treatment?
Well, before we get to Camp Hope, one of the things that my first thing, like when, what I recommend to every veteran that's out there is before you start using any sort of antidepressant, look at alternatives. Too often, as I see it, because I represent veterans day in and day out, they're in my office all the time, and one common thing that they say to me is how when they go to the VA, the first thing that these psychologists want to do is load them up on antidepressants. I've had cases where I've had veterans on 3 or 4 different antidepressants, and they had no idea that they were on more than one. Then they go back 6 or 7 months later, and they're given a new psychologist for no reason. And then that psychologist turns around and switches them up on more antidepressants. So, you know, there are a lot of options out there for veterans. And, we're in an age now, we're getting into medical marijuana, CDBs. There's all sorts of things that are proving to be very helpful, if not more helpful than these antidepressants. And I get, I don't like antidepressants. I think that can be a basically put a veteran in a situation where it's even worse. So that was my first reaction to that clip. And yes, thank you, VA, but I don't like the message. As far as you were talking about Camp Hope, Camp Hope is a program out in Houston. It's a spiritual-based 12-step program, similar to what you would get if you went into inpatient alcohol or drug, except this is for veterans. It's run by veterans. The mentors are veterans. Everybody's a veteran. So when you get into the program, you feel real comfortable with the guys around you. The effectiveness, I think, has been extremely good. I don't know the numbers per se, but from what I hear, they're pretty good. And the other thing that's very good about Camp Hope is that depending on where you are, because they do take veterans from all over the country, you may be in a situation, meaning the veteran may be in a situation where he's got criminal charges pending against him, and they may be nonviolent, usually nonviolent, drug-related charges. And if you have a judge who is sympathetic and empathetic to your situation, and you've got a good defense attorney and a prosecutor willing to listen, oftentimes, in lieu of jail, they'll let you go to Camp Hope in Houston. I've sent a half a dozen, at least, of my clients to Camp Hope in that exact situation, where they were looking at anywhere from a year to 3 years in prison. And after about 9 months at Camp Hope, the remainder of their sentence was waived, and they were put straight on basically paroled at that point. I guess the real message here is that there are lots of options for veterans who have PTSD, and before you just sign up and get dosed with antidepressants, explore all your options. Explore them with your medical provider. Explore them with other veterans, and explore them with spiritual people, but get the help you need, because people who have PTS, it's a lifetime disease. As we said earlier, it's a family disease, and you really need to get the help that you deserve as a veteran before something more serious happens to you. I guess that's all, David.
Well, thanks. Yeah, and for our listeners, as mentioned in the audio clip from the VA, if you want more information, you can check out the website, ptsd.va.gov. That's ptsd.va.gov. That's the National Center for PTSD, and it has a lot of useful information. There are lots of different types of trauma-focused psychotherapy, in addition or independent from medication. So there's a lot of different options, and the VA has done a lot, and they're continuing to do more to explore new treatments. And as some of our guests have said over the last 2 years, it's not a matter of one size fits all. Different treatments may work for some veterans and not work for others. It's a matter of, as Richard said, talk to the professionals, and hopefully you'll get to the path that you need to be on. Well, let's go to our second segment tonight with information about the VA Home Loan Benefit. The VA helps service members, veterans, and eligible surviving spouses become homeowners. As part of the VA's mission, the VA provides a home loan guarantee benefit and other housing-related programs to help you buy, build, repair, retain, or adapt a home for your own personal occupancy. The VA home loans are provided by private lenders such as banks and mortgage companies. The VA guarantees a portion of the loan, enabling the lender to provide you with more favorable terms. We have now four tapes, courtesy of the VA, with some very useful and practical information about the VA loan benefit. This next clip is really about where to start in using your VA home loan benefit. Mr. Mark Connors of the VA Home Loan Guarantee Service will tell us about that. Doug, if you'll roll tape two, please.
This is a topic that I'm passionate about, and I'm going to start off with education. You know, think about it. When we go out to buy a vehicle or we are going to plan on going on a vacation, we're going to do a tremendous amount of research on that. However, I think too often with home ownership, we don't do the research that is necessary to educate ourselves. You know, there's a saying that I've heard that I really like. It's called know before you owe. And how it relates to the home buying process is that when we rent, we have certain fees that go along with the home. However, home ownership involves fees that we've never thought of. There's taxes, there's insurance, there's maintenance, there's upkeep. What happens if the water heater breaks? Do we have the emergency funds necessary to take care of that problem? One that I would recommend is the CFPB, or the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. They actually have a site that is specifically geared towards veterans and service members, and there's a lot of information about home ownership on that. Another site that I would recommend would be HUD, the Housing and Urban Development. They have great tools on there about home ownership. If you're active duty, I would highly encourage you to make an appointment and go in and see your facility financial counselor. They are there specifically to provide you information as it relates to your finances, and they would be a great resource to help you understand the home buying process and how much that is actually going to cost you. If you're no longer in the military, I think it might be very prudent to consult a financial advisor or financial planner, specifically letting them know that you are interested in purchasing a home and you want to find out how much of a home that you can afford.
So, what are some of the major benefits of the VA Home Loan Program? There are quite a few, apparently. And Mark Connors of the VA Home Loan Guarantee Service will now explain those particular benefits. Doug, if you'll roll the third tape.
VA Guaranteed Loan Program, it's actually a benefit. It's a benefit that veterans have earned. The mission of Loan Guarantee Service is to help veterans attain, retain, and adapt their homes. Let's talk about some of the benefits. Probably the one that comes to mind first is it's 100% financing. As far as I know, that's the only program out there that you can get 100% financing on. And what that really means is that you don't have to make a down payment. Another significant benefit that the program offers is that with a VA loan, you don't pay PMI, or private mortgage insurance. And holy cow, that will save you a lot of money over the course of your loan. Another tremendous benefit has to do with the appraisals. And the appraiser goes out, and in addition to determining the value of the home, one of the things that the appraiser does is helps ensure that the home is safe, sound, and sanitary. And that goes back to being a benefit. We don't want to put a veteran in or their family into a home unless it is safe, sound, or sanitary. Retention, home ownership retention, was one of our primary missions. Well, if a veteran were to experience financial difficulty down the road, perhaps there was a temporary period of unemployment, VA will work with the borrower and the lender, and we will bring to bear all tools that we have available to us in order to help the veteran and their family members stay in that home. And one other thing that I would like to mention, and this is not so much a benefit that is associated with VA loans, but I think it's important to note that state and local taxing authorities often provide tax relief benefits to veterans, and particularly veterans that have suffered disabilities and are in receipt of service-connected disability income. And so I would encourage all veterans, whether they use their VA home loan or another home loan product, to check with your local and state taxing authorities to see what benefits may be available to you. And again, the home loan program, it's a benefit that you have earned, and we try to ensure that as many benefits, as many veterans as possible are able to take advantage of this tremendous benefit.
Now, an important question about the VA home loan program is determining your eligibility. Let's hear what Mr. Mike Frew of the VA has to say on that particular issue. Doug, if you roll the fourth tape.
Veterans, service members, and certain surviving spouses. Basically, since the beginning of the Gulf War era veterans, virtually anyone that served in the military for 90 days or more is eligible for a VA home loan. Military spouses don't necessarily have eligibility. If they're still married, they would certainly have eligibility through their spouse. Surviving spouses, in certain situations where the veteran or the service member died because of something that happened related to their active duty, like an injury sustained during wartime or a service-connected injury that caused their death, they would be eligible as well. Now, for veterans that have served in the last 20 to 30 years, we have a lot of records directly from DOD. So when lenders go to check a veteran's eligibility, or a veteran goes online on eBenefits to check their eligibility, they can find out in seconds whether they're eligible, and they can print their certificate of eligibility right away. If you're interested in a VA loan, talk to your realtor. The realtor is the person that you spend the most time with in your home purchase transaction. You're driving around with them looking at different homes. You're looking at a lot of different options, and they've been in this. They've done a lot of home purchase transactions over their lifetime, whereas the average person does this once or twice, and it's a large transaction for someone. Other resources are VA itself. We have a website that has contact information that you can use to call your nearest regional loan center. And every single regional loan center is staffed with loan guarantee VA personnel who know everything about the program and can answer questions from beginning to end, everything that you're going to face in this process of getting a VA home loan. And third, you should talk to banks. The lenders themselves know a lot about the program, especially lenders that focus on the VA home loan program, and they know all the ins and outs, and they've worked with VA. They've worked with a lot of veterans and a lot of service members like you that are trying to start this process. So they've got answers because they've gone down this path before.
Another, and finally, it's very helpful to understand how realtors and lenders play important roles in buying a home through the VA home loan program. So let's listen to some advice from Mr. Mark Connors on the VA on these topics. Doug, if you roll the fifth tape, please.
One of the things that you want to do, and there's, you can ask, well, what do you do first? Do you go to a lender first, or do you go to a realtor first? The reason that I would recommend going to a lender first is that, say, for example, I did not do that, but rather I went with a realtor, and I tell the realtor, well, I would like to start looking at homes in the $200,000 price range. And I may spend a period of several days or a couple weeks looking at homes at the $200,000 level. If then I go see my lender, and my lender says, well, Mark, congratulations, you have good credit and you qualify. However, because of your debt and because of your income, we're only going to be able to qualify you for a home in the $175,000 range. I'm never going to find that dream home that I found in the $200,000 price range. Speaking of the lender, what I would also strongly encourage veterans to do is to get pre-approved with your lender. Now, there are two different types of approval. One is referred to as pre-qualification. The other is pre-approval. The difference is that the pre-qualification is based on nothing more than a discussion that you have with your lender. The lender is not substantiating any of the income that you inform the lender that you have, nor are they pulling your credit. With a pre-approval, what that does is that gives the lender the actual documents, your income documents, perhaps your W-2, perhaps your tax returns. They pull your credit, and so they're able to tell you with a pretty good accuracy how much of a home that you can afford. And I think also, in today's market, you're going to find that most realtors are going to strongly encourage you to get pre-approved prior to looking at homes as well. And just as I recommended interviewing a couple different lenders, I would recommend you do the same thing with the realtors. Interview a couple different realtors and find one that is familiar with the geographical region that you're wanting to purchase in. You'll be able to find out from the realtors what the school districts are like. They'll be able to answer all your questions and guide you to the home that you want to purchase.
Well, I think that's all very helpful information. for members still in the military as well as veterans and their families. So thanks to the VA for those tapes. For more information on the VA Home Loan Benefit Program, visit the VA's website, which is va.gov. Over to you, Richard.
Thank you. Yes, home loan benefits are very important for veterans and their families, but the VA also offers extensive help in another area, which is helping veterans find employment after they leave the military. Sometimes or most of the time, you're going to need that employment before you can find a nice home, your dream house. So in this next segment, we have an excellent overview of those programs. Doug, please roll tape number 6.
Did you know VA is committed to making sure veterans are succeeding in work and life? Did you know VA provides education and career counseling benefits to both transitioning service members and to eligible veterans? Did you know if you have a service-connected disability or are a transitioning service member, you may receive assistance to overcome employment challenges and advance your career, including training, tuition, books, and fees? No matter what your post-military career goals may be, VA can get you started on your next mission. At the Veteran Employment Center on eBenefits, create your resume and post it where employers are looking. Search the Veterans Job Bank. Translate military skills for civilian and federal jobs or match your interests to potential careers. For transitioning service members and eligible veterans, VA's personalized counseling and guidance help you get on the right career path, make effective use of VA benefits, and achieve so much more after the military. If you have a service-connected disability, apply for VA's Vocational Rehabilitation and Employment Assistance to prepare for, find, and keep a suitable job. With these benefits, receive one-on-one counseling, earn a degree, or train on the job, and receive other services that lead to employment. With VA support, market your skills and kickstart your career. Find out what you are eligible for. Explore VA today.
Well, that was very good, and definitely explore the VA, and maybe they can help you find a job. Again, I know you veterans, you come out of the service, and you can't really find that job right off the bat like you thought you might be able to, especially if you served your country and you learned a trade while you were in the service, and now you come out and you're finding it very difficult to find work. It also may be associated with just your mental condition as a result of getting out of the service. So, you know, you need to step up to the plate and take care of yourself. But there are jobs out there, and the VA is out there to help. So, take advantage of what they offer and find that job. Because I know once you get back into your routine, just like you were in the service, you're gonna have a purpose. And you know, we talk about that. We've had guests on this show that have talked about finding that purpose after the military. And by getting employed, that's probably the biggest step. Because at that point, you're feeding yourself, taking care of yourself, maybe taking care of your wife, your children, and you've reestablished that purpose beyond the military. So, David, before I get into some great news about the Blue Water, do you have anything to add?
This past week, I saw that Google was promoting its service that it has now. We're online. If you go to the Google search engine and look for the Google's jobs for veterans. What Google is offering is that if you type in your military occupational specialty or your particular job code, there are different codes, different abbreviations for the different services. They're not uniform between, let's say, the Army, the Air Force, Marine, Coast Guard, the Navy. But you'll have your particular code, or you may have served in multiple career fields, that if you use the Google job search tool, that theoretically you type that in, and then your geographic area, and it'll link you up to some job listings. of course, in your area that would be hopefully relevant to your military training. Just as an experiment, I tried that with my Air Force specialty code as an Air Force judge advocate, and it was not terrible. The job opportunities that came up were really not connected to the legal profession, but I'm sure there are probably other military occupational specialties or specialty codes that may be more useful too. But in any event, what I think may be more relevant would be go to the VA, va.gov, and look for their links for finding employment, because they should be able to steer you in more specific directions. There are a lot of employers that work with the VA, and even at the state level, the Florida Department of Veterans Affairs has active programs helping to link employers with veterans that are looking for jobs. So check those out. There are a lot of resources, and just a matter of looking for those. So back over to you, Richard.
That's great advice there, David, and good research that you found there for our veterans. Yes, and big news for Navy veterans who served on ships off the coast of Vietnam during the Vietnam War. These veterans, the supplies, so you've been waiting a long time for this. Federal Appeals Court decided this past Tuesday, January 29th, 2019, that the Department of Veteran Affairs cannot deny disability benefits to thousands of Vietnam veterans who claim exposure to cancer-causing chemical defoliants simply because those vets served in the waters off the country's coastline and not inland, which was brown water, as you know, I'm sure you're all well aware of. The decision in the case of Procopio versus Wilkie marks a big victory for so-called blue water Navy veterans who have fought the VA for years over the denials of their Agent Orange disability compensation claims. VA officials have asserted that the existing scientific evidence doesn't justify the presumption of toxic exposure for the group, and have strongly opposed legislative efforts to overturn their decision. What else is new? But the 9-2 decision by the U.S. Court of Appeals for the federal court overturned past court opinions which had supported the VA. The decision last week basically held that Congress never intended to exclude service members in the seas around Vietnam when they awarded presumptive benefits for certain illnesses related to Agent Orange exposure. The court said, in part, these statutes cast no doubt on our conclusion that, by using the formal term Republic of Vietnam, Congress unambiguously referred, consistent with uniform international law, to both its landmass and its 12 nautical mile territorial sea. If VA officials do not appeal the decision to the Supreme Court in the next 90 days, or if the court decides not to hear the case, The result means that up to 90,000 Blue Water veterans could see disability compensation coverage. In a statement, VA spokesman Kurt Hauschauer said the department is reviewing this decision and will determine an appropriate response. Our guest on our show next week will be John Wells, a retired Navy commander and a lawyer who leads the group called Military Veterans Advocacy. John has been a national leader on the issue of Agent Orange disability benefits coverage for Blue Water Navy veterans of the Vietnam War, and it'll be great to hear from him more about the court's decision and its implications for the veterans. Again, that's next Monday, February the 11th, again, same time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on BBS Radio. So this is a tremendous decision. Hopefully the VA is just going to let the Court of Appeals decision become controlling, and then our veterans, up to 90,000 of our veterans, can reopen if their cases, if they were denied, or you know they can now reopen their claims, or if their appeals or their claims are currently in process, then hopefully this will then result in a favorable compensation decision for you. I know, David, I'm sure you can share this as well. Over the years that we've been representing veterans, we've unfortunately had to tell a lot of veterans who this applied to, they were Blue Water Navy veterans, that unfortunately there was no path for compensation for them, even though practically speaking, it was clear that they were exposed to Agent Orange, but, you know, prior to this recent decision, these Blue Water veterans were essentially stuck out in blue water, and there was no hope for them. What do you think, David?
Yeah, it's an amazing decision. I'm sure there's a lot of Navy vets that are real happy about it. I guess what also remains to be seen, in addition to whether or not the VA files a petition to the Supreme Court and or whether the Supreme Court even takes the case, is the fact that the decision seemed to focus on the formal term Republic of Vietnam as extending out to 12 nautical miles in the territorial sea. Well, of course, what happens if the veteran ship was only 70 miles offshore or 100 miles offshore? Because there are some veterans in that category. So we'll have to see how that pans out. They may not be happy, but we'll see. And hopefully next week, John Wells, the leader of the Military Veterans Advocacy Organization, who's been our guest on our show in the last couple years, hopefully he can shed some light on this. I know he's been very active in personally trying to inform members of Congress and the VA itself on this issue, and we'll get his insights next week. So just another reminder for our listeners, if you have any comments or questions on this or any other topic, give us a call. Our toll-free call-in number is 1-888-627-6008. Again, and a bit slower for you, 1-888-627-6008. Give us a call if you have any questions or comments. We have some other news of interest to veterans. Registration opened earlier this month for the 2019 National Veterans Wheelchair Games, and registration will continue through April 15th. The event will be held July the 11th through the 16th in Louisville, Kentucky, and that's the National Veterans Wheelchair Games. The VA announced last week that veterans that are interested in registering for the 2019 National Veterans Wheelchair Games can do so. They can register online. It began January the 7th, and it'll run through April the 15th. The website is easy to remember. It's wheelchairgames.org. The website, again, is wheelchairgames.org. Now, this event is presented by the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs and the Paralyzed Veterans of America, which is a major veteran service organization. And the event is the world's largest sporting event for veterans who use wheelchairs. It'll be at the Robley Rex VA Medical Center in Louisville. The event is a sports and rehabilitation competition to engage veterans who use wheelchairs due to spinal cord injuries, amputations, or other neurological conditions. The VA Secretary, Robert Wilkie, said in a recent press release, and I quote, "I encourage every veteran interested in competing at the National Veterans Wheelchair Games to register for this important event." He said, "The veterans, the games exemplify VA's commitment to supporting veterans as they navigate the recovery and rehabilitation to active, independent lives. Sports and recreation play an important role in this journey, enhancing veterans' positive mental health and physical well-being," unquote. Each year, veterans challenge themselves and cheer on their fellow veterans in many excitement-packed games. This year, David Zerflew, the national president of the Paralyzed Veterans of America, and himself a service-disabled Air Force veteran, plans to compete alongside hundreds of other veterans at the game. The National Veterans Wheelchair Games offers 19 different competitive events, including air guns, archery, basketball, bowling, field events, hand cycling, nine ball, power soccer, quad rugby, slalom, softball, swimming, table tennis, track, trap shooting, and weightlifting. Quite a list. Athletes will compete against others with similar athletic ability, competitive experience, or age. Again, more information visit the website wheelchairgames.org, and you can also follow the VA Adaptive Sports on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Sports for Vets. In related news, on Tuesday, January 22nd, the VA announced that the National Disabled Veterans Winter Sports Clinic will take place March the 31st to April the 5th, 2019, in the town of Snowmass, Colorado. The clinic's website for more information is wintersportsclinic.org. Again, that's the National Disabled Veterans Winter Sports Clinic, March 31st to April the 5th, in Snowmass, Colorado. Website, wintersportsclinic.org. It's an annual clinic hosted by the VA and the Disabled American Veterans, DAV. And it serves as a world leader in adaptive sports, winter sports instruction for injured veterans. And it promotes sports therapy and rehabilitation through adaptive alpine and Nordic skiing, rock climbing, sled hockey, scuba diving, and other adaptive sports and activities. So some great opportunities, and they expect that there will be hundreds of veterans who participate in the clinic, and adaptive sports journey is just the beginning for that. For others, it becomes a way of life, and it's a passion they take home. So the hope is that many veterans will build upon this experience and continue to live active lives. Nearly 390 veterans participated in the event in 2018. DAV National Commander Dennis Nixon, a Vietnam veteran and an amputee, said in a recent press release, quote, "For those of us who are seriously injured in military service and have spent years being told our abilities are now limited, there is nothing more empowering than coming to this clinic and being able to prove how much we really can do. It's a dose of confidence and self-reliance that can and does truly change lives," unquote. There are hundreds of volunteers, strategic corporate partnerships, nonprofit organizations, and individual donors that make this life-changing clinic possible. Again, the clinic's website is wintersportsclinic.org. You can learn more about it, find out how you can participate. So, over to you, Richard.
Thank you, David. Before we get ready to close another hour, I just want to remind our viewers that it is Black History Month, and over last couple of years, this time of year, we've always run some shows and given some stories about veterans, Black veterans who contributed to the military and the heroic efforts that they have made. So just want to remind our viewers out there that it is Black History Month, and it's a good time to maybe use that Google and Google Black History Month and veterans and you know, learn a little bit about the contribution that our Black veterans have made. Those stories are pretty incredible. So I invite you to take a little initiative and check into that. I want to remind our veterans and their families about an important VA program called Coaching Into Care. It helps veterans having difficulty transitioning to home life. Returning home can be a tough adjustment, and loved ones can help. Coaching Into Care offers free coaching to help you help your veteran. Give the program a call. The toll-free number is 1-888-823-7458. Its hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, the VA's Coaching Into Care number is 1-888-823-7458. In addition, I would like to once again remind listeners that if you know a veteran who is suicidal or in a crisis of any kind, the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs also has a Veterans Crisis Line to help. Call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1. Many veterans have committed suicide because they did not get the help they needed. Help them get the care they need to cope with their problems. Once again, the Veterans Crisis Line can help. 1-800-273-8255. Tonight you heard a segment about PTSD, and you've heard in past shows we've given had extensive talks and discussions about PTSD, and that's one of the issues when it comes to a veteran in crisis. you know, the suicide rate, I think they're still saying that 22 a day is the rate of that veterans are committing suicide, and that's just appalling. So you got everybody's got to pitch in and help these veterans any way you can, whether you're a family member or a friend. You know, maybe you're a next door neighbor. You know, I've seen those situations where, you know, you've got a veteran living next door and he's kind of stuck inside his house. He's not coming outdoors and he doesn't really know what to do. Well, call that Veterans Crisis Line at 1-800-273-8255 and press 1. Or, you know, you don't have to be a family member. You can, if you want to try to help this veteran, call that Coaching and the Care number. That number, again, is 1-888-823-7458. Or you might have veterans who are homeless on the street. I know where I live along what they call the Withlacoochee Trail. There's approximately 50 to 75 veterans at any one time living on the trail. And, you know, we've tried to use that Coaching and the Care for some of these veterans, as well as the Veterans Crisis Line. So all of us can do a lot of good to help some of these veterans. They deserve it. They earned it. You know, when they signed up at age 18, men and women, and put their John Hancock on that dotted line, they had no idea what was going to happen to them over the next 4 to 6 years, depending on their service. And as a result of their service, what their life may be like going forward. And these men and women are young people. For a lot of them, they're basically getting out of college age, 22, 24 years old. And so they need the help. So pitch in, see what you can do, and again, use those numbers. Coaching in the Care, one more time, 1-888-823-7458. And again, the Veterans Crisis Line is 1-800-273-8255. Back to you, David.
Thanks, Richard. That's all great information. I wanted to, before we wrap up tonight, I wanted to publicize a couple of things. First, as Richard mentioned at the beginning of our show, we'd like to thank our sponsors, Joyce and Joe Chivaroli. But I'd also like to invite our listeners to become sponsors or advertisers on our show, because that financial support allows us to advertise our show, to get the word out, to increase our listening audience. And in turn, we are providing a forum for veteran information, for veteran groups, for guests, for our listeners to share their insights. That's why over the last 2 years, we've had a variety of guests from many different types of organizations and individual veterans sharing their stories, their insights, to help other veterans and their families. So you can help us help other veterans by supporting our show. And you can contact us. Our contact information is on our show's website, which is bbsradio.com/The Veterans News Hour. You can find our contact information, our emails, and our phone numbers, and contact us if you're interested in helping us promote this program and in turn help veterans. That's what we're here for. Another thing I'd like to briefly promote is a project that we're working on. Our listeners can go to the website stopwar.today. As a product of our work helping veterans, we've also tried to enlarge the impact that we're having to help veterans and their families and the nation and the world by promoting peace. And we're doing that. Our website is stopwar.today, but we're engaged in a project now that could certainly benefit from financial support, because it's a rather expensive, bold, ambitious endeavor. And it's a nonprofit effort, but that doesn't mean that it's inexpensive. So we really would benefit from financial support and other support. Go to stopwar.today and you can find our contact information. So what is that about? We're trying to promote a change in thinking in the country that promotes peace building rather than simply viewing international conflict at something that requires a military solution. And specifically, we are promoting the work of various organizations and individuals who do this for a living, trying to promote peace and peace building. There are many organizations out there, and Richard and I are busy. We don't intend to reinvent the wheel, but we do want to promote those that have a tremendous amount of expertise, and specifically, those include organizations like the United States Institute of Peace in Washington, D.C., who was created in 1984 by an act of Congress, and it grew very slowly in size and personnel and budget for quite a few years. Now it has a staff of just hundreds of people, not even thousands, and its budget is by national and international standards relatively meager, less than $38 million a year. Compare that to the Department of Defense budget of over $700 billion, and you'll see the kind of the disparity in priorities. But check out their website, which is usip.org. That's the United States Institute of Peace. Also check out Brown University's Cost of War Project. We've had guests from the Cost of War Project in the past on our show, which really inspired us in part to take on this ambitious project. And their website is costofwar.org. Pretty easy to remember. We're also promoting a book by author Kathy Beckwith. It's called A Mighty Case Against War. It's one of the best single-volume books that I've found in the last couple years, and I have a pretty extensive library to compare that to. It's the best single-volume book for a general audience, which can include high school, college-age students as well. It's part history lesson, but it's also part instruction guide on how to resolve international conflict peacefully rather than through the military. So it's a great book. Again, its author is Kathy Beckwith, and it's A Mighty Case Against War. Anyone that wants to support either our project or our show with a contribution of $100 or more, we'll be happy to send you a free copy of that book. I guarantee you'll enjoy the book. So those are the things that I want to emphasize tonight. Yes, we have a car. Let's go ahead and take that, Doug. Good evening. Good evening. Welcome to the Veterans News Hour.
Hi.
Hello.
I'm wondering if you can help me. I'm a vet, and I found your radio program from one of my friends that you did some work for. And I was recently told by my counselor that I'm disabled and I qualify for benefits from the VA. And I kind of knew that. I had previously applied for benefits a couple years ago with a guy at the local VFW. He's a great guy, and I like him a lot. But when I ask him, every 3 months or so, how my case is going, he's really not able to help me. And the biggest problem for me is that I'm embarrassed to talk about my disability, and I was just hoping you guys could.
We certainly respect your privacy and don't want to discuss the details of your disabilities or your case here on the air. But we'd be happy to talk to you privately if you'd like. Our contact information is on our website. Email address and phone number. You can contact either Richard Hurley or myself. When you contact us tomorrow morning, we'll be happy to talk with you and see if we can help you specifically. So I invite you to do that if you'd like.
I would. Thanks a lot.
Thank you for calling in. Thank you very much, and our best wishes to you. It's very frustrating dealing with the VA. Cases often go on for years once they get in the appeal section. So, all right, well, we're about out of time tonight. We'd like to thank all of you for listening to the Veterans News Hour here on BBS Radio Station 1. We'd again like to thank our sponsors, Joyce and Joe Chivaroli, as well as Corey and Hurley Law Group. And we'd like to thank our producer at BBS Radio, Mr. Doug Newsom. Please tune in next week. Our special guest will be John Wells, talking about Blue Water Navy and Agent Orange. Same time, same station. We'll be here for another edition of the Veterans News Hour. Until then, we hope you have a great week. Good night.
Thank you for listening to the Veterans News Hour with David Corey and Richard Hurley. We hope you found this week's program very informative. Be sure to invite your friends and all the veterans you know to tune in next week when we'll have another great show on veterans issues. Meanwhile, you can listen to our other recorded episodes on the Veterans News Hour webpage on bbsradio.com. Thanks again for listening to the Veterans News Hour.